They came down from the glistening steel and marble office tower that dominates the skyline of Donetsk for a lunchtime demonstration. These rather well-dressed political activists are senior employees of Renat Akhmetov, Ukraine's richest man. He recently called on his 300,000-strong workforce to demonstrate every day at 12 p.m. against the pro-Russian separatist movement that has swept through this region. Akhmetov initially remained quiet about the uprising here, but in a statement on Monday he said that people were tired of living in fear and called the separatists' actions a genocide of the Donbass region. Critics have said that Akhmetov has only weighed in now because the rebellion has started to have an effect on his business interests. Rebels recently seized industrial railway lines, and it's become clear that if eastern Ukraine were to secede, very few countries would recognize it, meaning that vital export markets in Europe and elsewhere would be closed off. Elena Dmitrova said secession would be an economic disaster.
It will be a disaster because all the coal mines across the border in Rostov and Russia used to be subsidized and have been closed, and all the coal mines here are subsidized. The only way to keep the mines is through free economics without corruption.
Nearby, pro-Russian separatists, some of whom were carrying hammers and clubs, tried to stop cars that were honking their horns in support of the protest. The police looked confused, perhaps unsure of who to arrest. Their inaction caused anger among some of the protesters.
What the hell are you doing? Why is one man allowed to make such a big problem blocking the road? Do they want to make up their own rules everywhere in Donetsk? Just look, he has a knife on his belt.
Please don't film us.
Lev, who also works in Akhmetov's nearby office, insisted he had not been ordered to attend the protest.
So you cannot tell just public opinion is just like this or like that. No, it's not. It varies, really. But here, what they are doing, that's not normal. Most people think that already. But just running through the city with guns, you know, and trying to stop traffic or to crash cars, it's not okay.
Later, at the occupied regional administration building, separatists called for Akhmetov to get out of Donetsk. They have now scheduled an anti-Akhmetov rally for Thursday morning. Patrick Wells for VOA News, Donetsk, Ukraine.